بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Inshallah, now we're going to talk about Zakatul Fitr, the fast-breaking charity or zakah. And the cause for it is to manifest the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favors on the slaves, allowing them to break the fast of Ramadan, and for its perfection, of perfecting the fasting itself. And that's why it is called Sadaqatul Fitr, charity of Fitr. So it is added to the Fitr, which is the breaking of the fast. Or it is called Zakatul Fitr because it is related again to the fast, so it is added to it. You can hear me saying Sadaqatul Fitr. Al Fitr is the breaking of the fast. Or you can say Zakatul Fitr, meaning the zakah of Fitr. Again, it is added, conjugated to Al-Fitr. Its ruling, it is mandatory. The ruling is mandatory due to the following evidence. The hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said, فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر من رمضان صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم made obligatory the payment of zakat al-fitr from صاع. Let's write this measure here, which is صاع. From صاع of dates or صاع of barley. And the sa' is equivalent to 4 scoops with medium size hand held together when scooping, and it's approximately 3 kilograms, and it is from the staple food of communities due to the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah be pleased with him and him subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father. He said, كنا نعطيها في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صاعا من طعام أو صاعا من تمر أو صاعا من شعير أو صاعا من زبيب. And they agreed upon hadith. Abi Sa'id al-Khudri said, we used to distribute it or give it out as sa' of ta'am, food, and the staple food of them was grain or dried dates or barley or of raisins. And the grain covers all kinds of grain. It may be used for wheat, barley, you know, also for dates. And these hadith clearly demonstrate that it is to be discharged only in the form of food. And currency was available then, in the form of dinar and dirham. But yet we see that these evidences did not mention currency in any way. And therefore there is no weight to the saying of those who say that Zakat al-Fitr is fulfilled by payment of money. Our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, and any food which is the staple food of the country fulfills this obligation. That is, from every food which the people are fed from. From every food which the people are fed from, and not from that which the people are not fed from. So, it's to be paid from wheat, dates, rice, dukhun, which is pearl, millet, dried cheese or cottage cheese, corn, and whatever is similar to that, even to the extent, if we accepted the idea that there is a place where the staple food of the people is meat, then we should pay it from it. End of quote. And it is due upon the person himself and upon the Muslim upon whom it is dutiful to provide for, like his children, his wives, for each one saw from the staple food. Due to the hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ صَاعًا مِنْ تَمْرٍ أَوْ صَاعًا مِنْ شَعِيرٍ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ وَالْحُرِّ وَالذَّكَرِ وَالْأُنْثَى وَالصَّغِيرِ وَالْكَبِيرِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَمَرَ بِهَا أَنْ تُؤَدَّى قَبْلَ خُرُوجِ النَّاسِ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. And they agreed upon hadith. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prescribed that zakat al-fitr be payable by a slave, a free man, a male and a female, the young and the old among the Muslims on breaking the fast of Ramadan. One sa', we said, and the sa' is relatively, approximately, 3 kilos, 2.5 to 3 kilos, of dried dates, or a sa' of barley, and gave command that this should be paid before the people went out to perform Salat al-Eid, the Eid al-Fitr prayer. This is the agreed upon hadith. And this applies whether the person was fasting or even not fasting. Like, for example, if he was traveling and did not fast, still Sadaqatul Fitr is obligated upon him. And the one who is traveling, he gives it out in the place where he is. He gives it out in the place where he is, to the Muslims, in the particular community where he is. And if there are no Muslims in that particular community, he sends it to Muslims in the closer areas, and if not, then to the closer and so forth. It is recommendable also to give it on behalf of the fetus. It is recommendable to give it on behalf of the fetus, although it is not obligatory. And it is not to be given on behalf of a kafir. Also, it is possible for the relatives to give it on behalf of their relatives, like for example, a brother on behalf of his sister, given that there is no father present. And if there is a son absent or a daughter absent, then the zakah is still dutiful on their behalf. As to its timing, the dutiful time is when the sun sets from the night preceding the Eid day. That's the dutiful timing. When the sun sets from the night, Laylatul Eid, from the night preceding the Eid day, until before Salat al-Eid. So for example, if someone is born after sunset on this night, the night of the Eid, then Zakat al-Fitr is not obligated upon him. Rather, it is recommended. Also, if someone dies before the sun sets on the night preceding the Eid, again, Zakat al-Fitr is not obligated because he or she died before the existence of wujub, before it is becoming mandatory upon them. Also, if someone conducts a contract of marriage on a woman before the sun sets, on the last day of Ramadan, then according to the majority of the scholars, it becomes binding upon him to give out the zakah on her behalf, because she is now his wife when the cause existed. And in the case of someone conducting a marriage contract after the sun sets on the night preceding the Eid, then it is not dutiful to give out the fitrah, the zakah, on her behalf. This is if we say that the husband that it is binding upon the husband to pay on behalf of his family and his wife. And this is the opinion which we have heard earlier. Our Shaykh rahimahullah says, if we, on the other hand, that if we take by the other opinion that each person is on his own, meaning the zakah is dutiful upon himself, as it seems to be the apparent understanding of the sunnah, then in this case, this example does not fit. The other timing, so we talked about the dutiful timing, the other timing is 1 day or two before the Eid. And some scholars even went to 3 days. For those who went for one or two, they say that the first timing, or the it begins, the recommendable time, this recommendable time, from the night preceding the 28th of Ramadan. From the night preceding the 28th of Ramadan, according to the correct opinion amongst the scholars. Why? Because the month can only be 29 or 30. So for those who say that it's permissible to, it is recommendable to give it a day or two, and this is of course based upon the actions of some of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, then it should, the timing starts from the night of the 28th, meaning the night preceding the 28th of Ramadan, because the month can only be 29 or 30. If the person forgets to give it out before Salatul Eid, then there is nothing upon him, inshallah, except to give it right when he remembers, at the time when he remembers. And this is the opinion of Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah. He said this is acceptable. And nothing prevents that, since it occurred due to forgetfulness, and we hope that it will be acceptable and that it is a perfect zakah. Alaykum as-salam. And that he didn't intentionally, and the person did not intentionally delay it. And this is based upon the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ that he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ فَعَلْتَ. Here we're going to stop a little bit because of the disconnection in the line. So we'll resume inshallah. in a minute or so.